Section 1. Science Before Christ. Part 1. Lesson 1. When did science begin? This lesson needs a day that is sunny enough so that things cast an easy-to-see shadow. I wouldn't start the course until you have such a day. Let's suppose you meet someone new. What's one of the first things you want to know about this person? You probably want to know her name, right? What's the next thing you want to know? If you are anything like me, you want to learn how old the person is. Now, it's impolite to ask an adult how old she is, but it's okay for one young person to ask that of another young person. In order to get to know your new friend, then, you probably ask how old she is. Well, in this course, I want you to get to know my favorite subject, science. That's the subject's name, but how old is it? It turns out that's kind of a hard question to answer, but I will give it a try. If you study history, you will find very, very old accounts of people treating others for diseases and injuries. More than 2,500 years before Christ was born, there were written accounts of Egyptian doctors who would try to cure a person's illness or injury. We call these doctors ancient, because they lived a long, long time ago. These ancient doctors would have long lists of plants that would be used to cure specific diseases, or at least help the person deal with the pain caused by an injury. For example, it was common for ancient people to eat something contaminated with tapeworm eggs. Often, those eggs would hatch inside a person's body, and the worms would grow there. Obviously, this wasn't a good thing, and ancient Egyptian doctors used to give those people roots from the pomegranate tree. It turns out that those roots contain chemicals that help the body get rid of tapeworms, so the treatment often cured the patient. Would you call that science? Some people would. However, most scientists would not. Today's doctors use science, but ancient doctors really didn't. They used trial and error. In other words, they would give medicine to a person, perhaps because of something they observed or heard from someone, and if the medicine didn't help, they would try something else. The hope was that eventually they would find a medicine that would work, like the pomegranate roots, and then they would write that down so that the next time a person had the same illness, they would start with that medicine. That's not really science, however. That's just trying all sorts of things, hoping something will work. Many scientists would say that real science started much later, only about 600 years before Christ was born. Even though there were people, especially the Egyptians, who had pretty good medicine and some impressive inventions, like paper, they didn't try to understand why the medicines worked, or why the things they did produced paper. Instead, they just tried things out, and if those things produced something worthwhile, they repeated them. Otherwise, they forgot about them. About 625 years before Jesus Christ was born, however, a man named Thales was born. As an adult, he tried to figure out why certain things happened. That's when many scientists think that science began. Since Thales was born around 625 years before Jesus, we say that he was born around 625 BC, before Christ. Historians often abbreviate the word around with a C, because in Latin the word circa means around. So historians would say he was born circa 625 BC. Where did he live? He lived in an ancient Greek city